initial results are in for the 2018 general election, and Haines police are once again able to respond to calls from outside the town site. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Initial results of yesterday's statewide election indicate Mike Dunleavy is the next governor of the state of Alaska. He leads Mark Begich with 52% of the vote statewide. Congressman Don Young appears to have retained his seat once again. He currently has 53% of the vote to Elise Galvin's 45% of the statewide vote. Ballot measure number one, the Stand for Salmon initiative, has failed, with 62% of voters opposing the ballot measure to 35% of statewide voters in favor. Local results for the general election were slightly different. A majority of Upper Lynn Canal voters supported Elise Galvin in the race for the U.S. House of Representatives and Mark Begich in the race for governor. There were some differences in opinion between communities in the Upper Lynn Canal. Most Haines voters opposed ballot measure 1, while Clukwan and Skagway voters supported it. Unofficial results show Democrat Jesse Keel comfortably winning a Senate seat representing Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. He'll succeed Dennis Egan, who retired this year for health reasons. Keel is a longtime Juneau assemblyman who had worked as an aide to Egan. Keel's opponent was longtime labor lobbyist Don Etheridge, who ran as an independent. There was no Republican in the race for Senate District Q. In fundraising, Keel raised more than any other Southeast candidate, nearly $120,000. Etheridge reported raising a little over $50,000. Etheridge said he plans to return to lobbying for one of the state's largest labor unions. Keel will resign his seat on the Juneau Assembly. A replacement is expected to be appointed to serve out his term, which expires in 2020. The next House District 33 representative will almost certainly be Democrat Sarah Hannan. With 91% of precincts reporting in, Hannan leads by 12% over independent Chris Diamond.
I'm very excited, very excited.
One of the things she says helped her win was her hotly contested four-way primary.
I had to explain to voters why I was a better choice. It wasn't about a position on a single issue. And I think that helped translate in the general to the skills that I think I have that will make me successful in the job.
Her progressive agenda prioritizes protecting Medicaid expansion, investment in public education, and making sure state resource management is in the hands of Alaskans. She also supports an income tax and was the only Juneau area legislative candidate to support ballot measure 1. Hannan's win comes as something of a surprise. Diamond's campaign outraised hers by more than $17,000. But she says that might have something to do with where the money came from.
Well, I think some of the difference, though, is money raised in the district versus money raised from other places. So a lot of my money was raised in the district from people who weren't just donating, they were voters.
Even as results were showing Hannan to be the likely victor, Diamond said he felt good about the outcome either way and that he had no regrets.
You know, we just focused on what we had to do and what we wanted to do, and we did it. So I feel good about it.
Hannan will replace Representative Sam Keto III in January, representing Skagway, Haines, Clukwan, Gustavus, Downtown Juneau, and Douglas. The Haynesboro Police Department has been authorized once again to respond to calls outside the Haines town site in certain emergencies. At a meeting last night, the assembly decided police can respond to calls outside the town site if there is an articulable crime in progress or an imminent threat to life or property for the time being. 2 weeks ago, the police department was ordered to not provide service outside the Haines town site. Since then, there have been several incidents reported to the police department that have gone without responses, including multiple car accidents and a home invasion. When Haines police did respond to a call from a person trapped in a vehicle outside the town site, borough manager Deborah Schnabel took disciplinary action against police chief Heath Scott for violating the borough's order to limit police service to the town site. During the borough assembly meeting Tuesday, Schnabel said it was a very difficult decision to make.
I hope that you can appreciate that it's very difficult to ask any first responder to go against their training and to go against their oath.
Over the last year, the Haynesboro has been trying to figure out the best way to deal with police service outside the town site since the Alaska State Troopers removed its sole blue shirt officer from the Chilkat Valley. In October, residents living in the borough but outside of town rejected a proposal to increase their property taxes in order to fund on-call police service. As a result, the borough ordered the police to stop responding to calls out the Haines Highway, Lutac Road, and Mud Bay Road. The Haynesboro Charter limits local police service to areas within the town site. This week, Chief Scott received a request to provide service to the entire borough from Major Andrew Greenstreet, the acting director of the Alaska State Troopers. The letter from Greenstreet describes the Haynesboro Police Department as the primary law enforcement agency of the borough, with the state troopers providing assistance on a case-by-case basis. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt said the Alaska State Troopers have not been consistent in their policing.
There's a kind of two different messages coming from the state. One is we don't have jurisdiction, the other is we do have jurisdiction.
Morfitt questioned why Alaska State Troopers would say that policing the entire Haynesboro is the responsibility of the Haines Police Department when state troopers provide service alongside local police in the Mat-Su borough. Ultimately, the assembly voted to authorize police to respond to calls outside the Haines town site if there is an articulable crime in progress or an imminent threat to life or property. The assembly also voted to have the borough's attorney respond to Major Greenstreet's letter explaining the legal obligation for the Alaska State Troopers to provide service in the Chilkat Valley. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.